19. This is Ryusei.
This is Fiery.
K9.
And Hikari.
And we're coming to you, not live, from a motel room. Yay!
That does not sound...
That does not sound sleazy.
Totally sleazy. We'll leave them alone. But, so, it's pretty close to the end of summer. Sad face. And for America and all. Japan's already back to school. But... Yeah! Nostalgic memories of the summer, right? I mean, we don't do what the Japanese do. Go to beaches and smash up watermelons.
Oh, on the contrary. Well, I didn't smash any watermelons, but I just came back from a beach. Woo!
Yep. Oh, Fire wants to say something. She raised her hand.
I always go to a beach. Every summer. All the time.
If you can hear her very soft whisper, you're in luck.
I'm sorry, my voice does that sometimes, I can't help it.
It's because we're on a one mic deal today. We're not on the normal gay mixer that we bought from Radio Shack, that's still really cool. And we're using K9's laptop, so thank you K9 for bringing it. And I have no idea how she got Wi-Fi on my iTouch. I don't have Wi-Fi at all. Her Oto-san got something. Oto-san.
Oh, please don't call my father Japanese words.
Well, he's a father. But this is a Japanese anime podcast.
Padre!
You're Padre. Okay. Well, today's topics are, I'm going to be talking about a variety of Arashi things. It's my current obsession right now. And Fiery and Hikari will be talking about...
Yay! Oran High School Host Club.
What love and obsession.
I've just gotten obsessed with it over the past few days, and I haven't watched all the episodes, but... Love what I have seen. Almost all of them.
I have seen all of them, and I am totally obsessed.
Yeah. I've seen it subbed, not dubbed. But from what I hear, dubbed is pretty good.
It's full of Bishonen. It's full of Bishonen.
Yeah! And Beelzenef!
Beelzenef is god.
What's Beelzenef?
Beelzenef is a cat puppet of a one...
Oh, that one!
Yeah.
This creepy guy in the...
Yeah, the creepy guy is named Nekozawa Senpai, and he's awesome! He has a little sister named Kirimi!
Isn't he the president of the Black Magic Club or something like that?
Yeah.
I can't believe I remember that.
Nekozawa Senpai!
We got a couple of fangirls here. They're talking about voice actors, too, and like how they were...
Well, we already talked about
voice actors in a previous episode, but it's pretty cool how a lot of voice actors are stationed here in Dallas.
It's voice actors installment number 2.
Oh, no.
But
yeah, we already kind of went back to that. But we were talking about, me and Fire were talking about how Nekozawa kind of sounds like Ayame from Fruits Basket.
It was quite hilarious.
We were just walking and talking about everything you could
find. Wait. Also, Fire's been reading my mind today. Like, once I looked at her and then she said, Beelzenef is exactly as Beelzenef was, like, floating through my mind. So
why was it floating through your mind, is the question?
Because I want to make a Beelzenef puppet for myself.
And then I told her that she needed a Beelzenef keychain for her phone, and now she needs it.
Not want. Need.
It is a need. It is not a want. There is no way she will be able to live without the Beelzenef keychain for her phone.
Also, I think it'd be really cool to cosplay Nekozawa Senpai because it'd be really easy. You just get a black wig and a black cloak and a puppet. You just need to make the puppet.
And get a low voice.
I don't have to talk. I'll just go around hiding in the shadows.
Well, actually, all you have to do is just play with the puppet and say, Kimmy!
Okay, anyways, we should probably actually talk about the plot of Oran High School Host Club.
Yeah, that might be a good idea.
I guess we're starting Oran High Host Club by What's-Her-Face, something...
Bisco something.
Bisco Hattori, that's what it's. I have no idea how I know that.
Yeah.
Hattori. Bisco Hattori. She does, what other works does she do? She does Millennium Snow, mostly Orenheim Close Scopes, because everyone knows her about that. There's another one that she does. I can't remember what it's called, but, you know, I love her artwork. And Millennium Snow, I don't know why, but she's not continuing. But it's not my segment. This is Hikari's and Fiery's. So take it away. I'm not passing the mic. You guys do it.
Okay. Well, Fiery, feel free to intervene whenever you feel free to.
Alright,
okay, well, I'd say it's basically about a school for rich kids,
yay!
And they have a club called the Host Club, and basically, to sum up a few two words. It's like a reverse harem with a bunch of hot guys, and girls can come in and pick whichever one they want to spend some time with. Not that kind of time, but like tea, pleasant talk kind of thing. So yeah. It's public, as, yeah. So it's nothing like, hey, baby, na 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 na. No, 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 no.
It's not like, no, no, I need to find a room, please.
But dogs. Yeah, no, nothing like that. It's just like, it's pretty innocent. Anyways, so basically there's a whole bunch of different guys, and they cater to, like, what would be, like, typical Japanese girls' taste, I guess. They have what the strong but silent type, the prince type, the cool type, the wild type. The boy Lolita type, and yeah, that would be the wild type. Anyways, oh okay, but anyways,
actually, they would be brotherly love.
Oh, they love. The
it's young called young. It's called twincest. All right, any
yes.
All right, okay. Anyways, main character Haruhi enters a school. She is an androgynous commoner, as the main character calls her. Because she came there based on her scholarship, her brains, not on wealth, which is unusual. And blah, blah, blah. She joins the host club because they think she's a boy. And they find out she's a girl, and they're like, what the heck? Anyways, it's very cool. And Fiery will probably now talk about her favorite Bishonen in the anime.
It is not one, but two. All right, I have to say, My favorites are Kaoru and Hikaru, the twins.
Louder!
I'm sorry!
My favorite is
Mori.
Mori!
Ryusei loves Mori-senpai, and it's hilarious. And I find it hilarious also that is Travis Willingham.
And his one line is,
Mitsukuni.
Mitsukuni.
Or, brush your teeth.
Yeah, or honey, senpai. Yeah.
I don't think he ever says senpai.
No, in the Japanese version.
Mitsukuni.
What is Mitsukuni get?
He's honey's
name. Oh, it is? That's right. I'm sorry, I haven't watched a host club in forever since it's subbed and it's done over there.
Gotcha. Oh.
Okay. I'm like, no, get away from me.
I love Mori. Okay. Hikaru and Kaoru. Oh my god!
Okay.
One, they're twins. Two.
They're egomaniacs.
They're wild. They act gay all the time, and it's hilarious, and it's lovely. Bishonen. Brotherly love is just, oh my god, there's, I mean, I love them to death, and, but, I just can't get enough.
Don't forget, she's also a yaoi fangirl, that's why.
Oh yes, I am a yaoi fangirl.
Question for Fiery. Do you have a favorite twin?
The face?
Kaoru.
Kaoru? Why Kaoru? Why this choice of Kaoru?
Because he's gay!
He's the gayer one of the two brothers. He's the girl.
I can't remember that at all. I'm confuzzled.
Well, I'm not going to spoil it, but one of them is obviously gayer than the other.
Do you want me to just go ahead and spoil it?
Yes, we're a podcast that spoils everything.
Okay.
I
already told you about this.
Go ahead.
Simply put, Hikaru is the one that really, really likes Haruhi, which means that he's not gay.
Oh, yeah, I know that one. And the other one?
Kaoru is gay.
He loves
Hikaru.
Yes.
It is heavy.
That's not creepy at all.
Wait, is this in the manga at all?
Yes, and in the anime.
I need to reread the manga then. I've watched the anime.
Yeah, I need to read the manga in the first place. But still, and the last thing that I love about them, their hair.
Hey, say it louder.
Their hair is orange. My favorite color.
She wears orange a bit too much.
Hey, ow, my finger. Okay, I'm sure you are. Oh, you're not done? Oh, you are done. Okay. I'm sure you all.
Okay, you said
second. Okay.
She's saying I love it and, like, very tiny voices. How did that the mic picked up?
Alright, well, I'm sure you all care very much, but Hikari is going to expound on her love on that show. Mumbling in the background. Love it.
Ow!
I just hit her with the mic. Okay, anywho's. Sorry, I'll be brief. My fave person in OHHC, that would be Kyoya!
That's so awesome!
Kyoya. Don't talk Mori lover.
No, I like the silent and the nerdy.
He's not nerd. He's what they call the cool type. I don't understand. Okay, this is just my soapbox, okay? I don't understand how you can, like, strong silent types, because for me, the voice and, like, banter and stuff like that is so important in, like, a very, like, cool way.
Between Mori and Kyoto, but I like Mori more than Kyoto.
It's not Kyoto.
Kyoya.
It's Kyoya.
Kyoya. Kyoya. Kyoto. Kyoya. Kyoya.
This is my segment. Cha. Okay. Sorry. Anyways, I know everyone seems to love Tamaki and Haruhi together, but I've become a Kyoya Haruhi fan.
I love that.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Episode 8. My fave episode. Okay, sorry. Another spoiler. Alright, Haruhi. I had to give these bouquets to these girls to make up for them. They cost, like, 50,000 yen, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, oh, okay, I'll pay you back. Dim the lights. Why are you dimming the lights? You know you could pay me back with your body. And I was like, wait. Then he basically throws her onto the bed and sits over her.
I remember that.
Yeah. And I was like, gasp. And she's like, you wouldn't do it, Kyoya-senpai. And in my head, I hope I wasn't the only one doing this, but in my head I was like, yes, he would. Okay. He never really says that he wouldn't do it.
He never really does.
Like,
I think I just scratched you.
But, like, he even, like, walks out of the room and everything. Because she said, you wouldn't gain anything from it. And after he leaves, he's like, huh, that's an interesting thought. And I was like, oh, he would so do it.
Oh, yes! He would so gain something from that.
And I was like, oh, God, please. Anyway, voice so freaking hot. I wish I could remember his last name, J. Michael something. I feel really bad for not...
For some reason, I think it's Murray,
but it's something with an M. Anyhoot, the same voice actor who does the voice of Nagi Springfield and Negima, who's Negi's father. Alright, blah, blah, blah. Kyoya's the best. Second, in my opinion, Nekozawa-senpai, just because he deserves a hug more than anyone else in that show. Everyone thinks, especially Tamaki, is so afraid of him because he has curses and stuff, but, and everyone thinks he's a creeper, but in his, yes, Beelzebub, kidding me, but when he has his own episode, you see that he's actually very sweet, and he loves it.
He doesn't have a cape on, oh yeah.
Yeah, he's actually blonde. Actually, I think I prefer him with black hair. But anyways, he loves his sister muchly, even though she's scared of him. But I just want to give him a big ol' hug.
Yeah, I think he'd leave a doll for her, too, and it's so cute and all that. I can't remember. I know that.
I don't think so.
Really?
Maybe it's just imagining things.
Not imagining things.
I think she just really likes Beelzebub.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
No, she's scared of cats. Cute and me is scared of cats.
Yes!
She's a Nekozawa, but she's scared of cats. That doesn't work.
No, that doesn't. Neko means cat. Come on.
And so when I was looking for pictures of Nekozawa on Deviant, I know, lame. I saw a picture. Someone had uploaded a picture of a cat they named Nekozawa, and I was like, "That's the cutest thing ever." What are you high fiving me for?
Deviant art search.
Yeah.
Was it a black cat?
Oh no, sad face.
Sad.
Yeah. Wait, so you guys don't Deviant art search?
No.
I do all the time.
I haven't because, well, I've been on the iTouch and I've been just doing a bunch of YouTube of Odyssey and other funny things.
Okay, so I think I'm done with OHHC. How about you, Fari?
I love Tamaki.
Okay! Thank you for having me.
He is the only blonde I will ever love.
Okay!
I'm just kidding.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, that was our Orin Hide Host Club segments. K9, she's been on
Facebook.
Seriously?
I was actually just reading the Tsubasa RC update, and I don't know what's going on.
Oh, I know what's going on. Something weird's going on.
Has anybody seen the Naruto update?
Yes, me too! Oh my god!
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh my god! You have to, because K9 Einstein's theories are coming true, which is really scary at this current moment.
Can you remind me what happened?
You believe Naruto's gonna... you believe Naruto and Sakura is gonna come together. Sakura finally figured out that Naruto loves her. I know,
and Sai had to tell her.
Yeah. And
Sai, that's not just horrible.
Sai, emotionless, like totally, like emotionally dead. One had to tell her.
And she was crying because Sai's like, because
we can't go out.
Okay. Basically, she's crying. She's just standing there, stock still, tears.
Fail.
And not only that.
Every panel, more tears, more truth, and then more tears.
Now I'm really confused at how this is going to end. I'm extremely confused. Like, okay. Oh, actually, I can't spoil it for Ikari here. But I have a theory on... Do you know about Danzo yet?
Probably not. She probably doesn't even know who he is.
Yes, he does.
Danzo, yes. The Danzo's the guy with the bandages, and he's with the secret op people. You know who he is. Okay. And you know how Toby in the Akatsuki... The one with the orange mask, and he has a hole on the left, right eye, my beam. Well, I have a theory that those two are connected. I don't know if I told K-9 yet, but my theory. I think I have. I don't know if I... Okay, because it's a really good theory. It has several ways that it could go. Yeah, Hopito.
I think... Is that something to do with Obito being Danzo?
Yes.
Yeah. That would make sense. I'm pissed off that Obito is... Toby!
Well, we know that Toby is Madara.
No, but now I'm confused. Because, see, Madara wants to take over the village and all, right? And as much as we're spoiling this for you, we have to talk about this. I'm sorry. Right. But the thing is... Why would Obito be Danzo? Danzo's way too old. First off.
Yeah, because Obito is about as old as
Kakashi.
And Kakashi doesn't look old. He's only just a little bit less than 30, right?
Around 30, yeah.
Okay, Danzo looks like he's 50, 60 something.
Well, see, the thing is that his body, his right side of the body has been crushed, right? And in the latest episode chapter, the guy of the Hyuga the Hyuga eye. Like, he had the Bakugan, because he won from a battle. This is the latest update. This guy from the... Oh, that's why. Never mind. Basically, he has the Byakugan. He looks through, and he sees Danzo's right side, the bandage side. It's theming with this other Uchiha. This other random Uchiha that they decided to put his name on the thing. And I'm like, okay, now we have three Uchihas that we don't know if they live or not. I'm confuzzled beyond reason.
So they have told you that it is not Obito.
No, they're saying there's a possible theory that it could be not Obito. Because there's apparently another Uchiha that has the Sharingan, has the ability to control people's minds and pretend that they're... and make them do what the user wants. Like, right now, I can make you jump off a cliff. I wouldn't, but, you know, I'm just saying. Is it in theory, do not give me that weird, scary look. In theory, he can make you jump off a cliff and not feel any... and not, like, care... And, you know, just die. Yeah, and so it's like, okay, now we have three Uchihas. We got Obito, we got Madara, and then we have another one.
Cute.
Aww.
Oh, I like it.
Wait, hold on. Okay, please do tell what we're looking at.
Oh, I found some picture on DeviantArt the other day. It was, like, one of the most faved in all the... It's basically a bunch of Naruto characters with smiley faces on, like...
They're, like, paper in front of their faces. And
it's by DanNX009. That's DanNX009 on DeviantArt.
And it's called Naruto Smileys.
So cute.
That's cute.
Free advertising.
So, back to story. We were advertising Horror Night Host Club. Go watch it!
Shameless advertising!
Alright, so my theory is that possible... Danzo could be Obito due to the fact that his right side is, you know, crushed and all. And same thing, that's the same side that Obito's body got crushed under the boulder. And Toby could be Madara. But then my other theory is that possibly Danzo could be Madara because of the fact that Madara wants to take over the entire Konoha village. Whereas Obito is Toby's because he wants he wants some strange way of revenge, or Danzo is that other Uchiha. Obito is truly dead and
brainwashing.
And then Madara is actually Tobi. So yeah, it's really weird, but it works. And now we don't know if Hinata's going to be with Naruto, because Hinata said I love you, and Sai told Sakura Naruto loves her, and Shikamaru said, Sakura, we need to kill Sasuke ourselves. We cannot have the Kages do it for us. So yeah,
so basically, Sakura is not only upset over Naruto, but she's also upset over Sasuke.
Oh, so he needs to die. Yeah, now she's debating whether or not to end it, because it's honestly now all his fault, technically. He's done with revenge.
There's no saving him. That's the point they've reached. There's no saving Sasuke. So they have no choice but to kill him. It's just not over than her. You see, Ino was having a hard time over too. Yeah, but Sasuke, you can tell it's harder for Sakura because she's not sobbing. Ino's just like,
Even listen, like, say that if Ino and Sakura actually, like, if they went to go kill Sasuke themselves and Ino got, you know, injured, then some Shikamaru and Choji would be all mad about it. This would start another war. But the thing is that we're reaching to the point of the manga where the series where we have to abolish the ninja system. We have to.
Really?
Yes. They're saying as long as there's a ninja system, there will be war. There will be fights. There will be madness and revenge and, you know, all that jazz, pain, especially pain, specifically pain. The point of no return, something like that, you know, that's what I got from Sasuke. No, okay, anywho, so, yeah, we're reaching to a point where I have absolutely no idea how it ends. Originally, I wanted to be where Sasuke was all back to the good and somehow serving his sense of life of death or something. I don't know, but I just would have happy ever after with Naruto being the Kage. But now, at this current point, I don't even know if there's going to be a Kage at the end of this entire series, because it's saying no ninja system and all that.
I don't even know if there's going to be a Konoha.
I don't even know if there's going to be an end.
That's the reason I haven't kept up with it, because, like, okay, gosh, the whole fan base is probably going to smack me with some sort of hard object. But, I like manga with a more, like, definite ending.
Shorter.
I thought there was gonna be an ending. There isn't so far now.
It's cool. If there's an ending, great. But see, I can't keep up with it for that long. I know that sounds terrible, but I like it when it wraps up a little bit faster.
Just like Ramen, Ranma Half? That took forever. Inuyasha?
Ranma 1/2.
Isn't Inuyasha, like, still...
Yeah, it's still going on.
That's been since I was a little tiny kid.
Oh. Inuyasha seriously still going on? Like seriously?
I'm not even kidding. It's still going on?
Oh yeah,
it's still going on.
Oh my god.
Let's check it out.
Oh my god. Now we're going online to go check it out. This is sad. Well, just gonna update my life.
Oh, it's not even on Manga Fox.
It's not? Because it's too much. That's why. Too much. So I've been reading this manga called Kyo Something Something. It's one of the top 10 of MangaFox.com. It's about this nerdy little girl. You know, she has the same hairstyle as I do. Straight bangs, long hair, black. I don't have black, but I have very, very, very dark brown. Shiny red in the sunlight. Anywho. Oh, shut up. So, anywho. And she goes to a really... She decides to try out... I mean, not try out, but, you know. She tests into a really nice, prestigious high school. She gets it, but she's not number one. Funny enough, she doesn't even get to the high school that she wants. She gets to a second-rate school that she considers it second-rate. But she's top number two. And the funny thing is that number one has the exact same name as her, longer hair than her, is a male. He doesn't care about his studies.
I just wanted to give an update that the Inuyasha manga actually is over.
What?
It ended with... Okay, in the end of 56 volumes, 558 chapters.
Oh my God!
Naruto, okay, according to Wikipedia, this is a summary of the last volume. Naruto's body collapses.
Naruto.
Kagome shoots an arrow through the Shikon jewel to kill Naruto, but the jewel grants his last wish. She disappears into another Mado created by Byakuya's attack.
Oh my God, you're kidding.
Inside the Mado, the jewel tries to tempt Kagome into wishing to return to her world, which would leave the jewel completely tainted. Inuyasha uses Tetsusaiga's Mado to find Kagome. No longer fearing abandonment, she wishes that the jewel would disappear forever. In an epilogue 3 years later, Sango and Moroku have 3 children.
Oh, yeah!
Oh my God, fantasy moments!
I need to see this chapter!
Yes!
Yes!
Okay. Shippo is now a senior 7th rake in the Kitsune Demon Magic Exam.
Yay!
Kohaku is strengthening his demon slaying skills alongside Kirara.
Ooh.
The old flea Miyoga is with Totosai and Ren with Kaede,
nice.
And are often visited by Sesshomaru and Jaken.
Sesshomaru!
And Kagome returns to the feudal era and decides to stay there with Inuyasha.
Oh, wait, there's no babies? What?
They need to have little Inuyasha Kagome babies.
There'll be 3/4 human and 1/4 demon babies.
Good luck on that!
That's a little baby.
I know, right? That's gonna be kind of weird.
Yes, but they shall be cute.
Wow, that's so cool. I was like, I can't even believe it's over. What? I'm so glad she stayed. Screw her grandpa and Sota and mom. She is freaking with Inuyasha. With, what's his name? The voice. Go. Richard Cox.
The voice is Stephen Blum.
No, I meant Inuyasha's voice.
Yes, that would be Richard Cox. Well,
his last name?
Funny. Fiery, immature.
Back to what I was gonna say.
I was kind of hoping, this is really weird, but I was kind of hoping a little Sesshomaru Rin kind of fondly doddly or oddly weird couple there. Sesshomaru and Rin. Oh, actually, that'd be really cute.
That would be. It's like a teacher-student kind of deal.
Aw, Ty. Okay, no, you shouldn't know about this. Okay, where was I? Now that you interrupted me with the Inuyasha thing.
No idea, honestly, where we are.
The manga I was reading. The girl, what's her name? Tsubasuki. Tsubasuki. And the guy's name is Tsubasuki, too. So we'll say boy Tsubasuki, girl Tsubasuki. Girl Tsubasuki is really good at cutting hair and doing hairstyles. Yet she wears braids, really long skirt. She doesn't shorten it like the other girls do. And, well, yeah, she's a total nerd. As expected of the salutatorian of the class. You know I'm Asian? Don't worry about it. Anywho, back to what I was saying. So, shut up.
Doesn't mean anything.
Just a reflex.
What?
Correcting.
Oh, correcting her grammar? Yeah.
Yeah.
Anywho.
I love you.
They can't even hear that. Anywho, back to my story. So, boy Tsubasuki pisses her off. And girl Tsubasuki takes him outside in the back. Bad times in the back. Meet me in the back. 3 o'clock. After school. Let's do it. And so, he's talking. Suddenly, she totally misunderstood him and cuts his hair. And it's like this awesome, kawaii, which means cool, haircut. And makes him, you know, it's shorter because he had really long hair. Let's say his hair was about as long as Fiery's, which is a little over the shoulders.
Kind of weird for a guy, wouldn't you say?
Yeah,
especially, it's a little weird for a guy.
Especially when he's number one of the class.
Unless, of course, they look like my brother, and then that's...
Ew. She shivers in fear. Anywho. So...
I would like to just say one thing. My brother is threatening to have dreadlocks.
Ew!
Note, he is white.
Note, he is fat.
I would say a little on the, round side. Is he trying to ward off females?
No, he has a female.
Oh, is he trying to ward her off? She's actually pretty cool, except for the fact that they, you know, done it.
Yes, that was totally appropriate to say.
Anywho, back to my story. It's cute and all, because, like, and they end up going out and everything, because, you know, super cool guy goes out with nerdy girl. It,
It happens. And the whole class is totally against this, so she goes through a phase where she has to fight against the other girls as well. And, well, it's cute, but the thing is that there's also a lot of, you know, obvious obstacles. Like, for example, boy Tsubasuki, he has really bad, like, he's never had a girlfriend before. So technically, this is his first girlfriend, which is really weird. And the only reason why he hasn't had a girlfriend yet is because his mom's straight left him and his father. And, you know, bad experiences with women. So that's why when it comes to seriousness of relationships, he can't do that. What does that mean, Fiery?
Oh my god.
Okay! So, I'm gonna go ahead and stop there. You know, just read it. I don't know. It's Kyo something. Okay,
back to the Inuyasha topic. Concerning the anime, the original series technically did not finish. The anime series Inuyasha was based on the first 36 volumes of the manga and was aired in... It was aired dubbed in America from 2002 to 2006. And has been rerunning since. Apparently, there's going to be a new series planned to be released in the fall of this year. That's called Inuyasha Final Act, which will sum up the rest of the series that's in the manga. No, okay, like I said, the first part of the anime series with the first 36 volumes. Yeah, the second, this new one that starts in the fall is called Final Act, and will Inuyasha Final Act, and it will do the final 20.
Oh, we'll definitely Skype podcast this.
Then again, I won't be watching that because I'll be lazy as
we'll
a butt.
We'll be Wikipedia.
Especially since Adult Swim has put the anime shows into, like, the unwatchable slots at the middle of the night on Saturdays. Like, well, no, Bleach got moved back up to midnight.
What?
No, it's 12:30 and 1.
Wow. Is Naruto still played on Cartoon Network?
I haven't seen. I can check the website,
I haven't been watching TV all summer.
Actually, Toonami's gone. It's been replaced with, like, Har Har Thursdays and See and Real.
Ew!
Yeah, Saturday
reality shows on Cartoon Network suck.
The Saturday nights are now devoted to reality shows on Cartoon Network, which is a bunch of freaking crap. I haven't seen anything about anime in a long time.
Toonami has been gone for a long time.
Oh my god, I did not know that. Oh, well... I'm just going ahead and give you a little side note on the reality shows. It's basically like answering questions while you're on a roller coaster. Survivor Kid Mode, which is really bad for kids, you know, surviving in the woods by themselves.
The ghost thing.
Kids go out and find out rumors about this ghost. It's really, really gay. Those are the only three that I can think of right now. Oh, there's also Destroy. It's like Mythbusters or something like that. It's like Smash Lab. Hold on.
Destroy, Build, Destroy, Dude, What Would Happen, and Bobby Says are pretty much all the same thing.
I don't know.
Equals crap. Basically.
C-R-A-P!
Even my brother, who's 13, says it's really stupid. He's watching, he's the one who watches Family Guy. It's kind of weird. But, I know, I can't see my brother watching it at all. Anywho. Okay.
Naruto's been moved to Adult Swim, I think. No, it hasn't. Never mind. I'm trying to figure out if Naruto's still...
I know it's online. They air it online every day, or every week, a new episode. Same thing to do with the Full Metal, which I have totally
not... I'm not seeing anything about Naruto.
You've seen Nada.
No, I don't think Naruto's on Cartoon Network anymore. I guess you can watch it, like...
I wonder if Bakugan is still on there.
The extent of anime is... Hold on. It looks like Bakugan is also not on. I'm seeing Chaotic, Pokemon DP Battle Dimension, Ben 10 if you want to count that.
I don't count that. Is Yu-Gi-Oh the thing, Yu-Gi-Oh weird thing?
Yu-Gi-Oh 5Ds, definitely. That's still there.
Oh my god, I caught an episode of that on TV. Fail. Okay, sorry, I must insert this little comment. The charm of Yugi Moto, like, the non-Yami, the original Yugi, is that he was, like, just a card game nerd, okay? Lovable nerd who got beat up by kids. Alright, by older kids. This new character, whatever his name is, I forget, he's, like, a punk motorcycle rider, totally, like, you know, smart mouth and stuff, and it's just like, ugh, I kind of want to slap you in the face, and I want you to, like, lose all your cards and maybe drown in Domino's River or something. I don't know. So, it's just, you can't root for him. Anyways.
I miss Teen Titans.
Oh yeah, they had a marathon.
No. Bakugan is still on, but it's on at like 6:30 in the morning.
Sucks for the kids. It's the new Yu-Gi-Oh! Apparently, you know, it's a game.
It's a mix between Yu-Gi-Oh! And Beyblade. Pokemon.
Dude, do they even have like real Saturday morning cartoons anymore?
Nope.
Really? Bale sauce. Like, I remember,
like Bugs Bunny.
I remember when they used to have, like, Shaman King, Yu-Gi-Oh, Pokemon.
Shaman King!
I loved Shaman King.
I would always watch Sonic X and Kirby.
And One Piece all going on at, like, this.
We need to, like, talk about those old ones.
Okay, guys, the lineup for Saturday mornings on the CW 4Kids is something. Go-Go Riki, I think is what it says. Winx Club, Sonic X,
Sonic
5Ds. TMNT, the lost episodes, Dinosaur King, something I can't read, and something else I can't read. It's like half anime and half not.
I'm glad Sonic X is still
Winx Club. I kind of like Winx Club. That was my thing back then in elementary school.
Like, I even remember those, like, Cube Robots? Whatever they were, I don't even remember what they were called.
Cube Robots? What are you talking about? Sorry. One thing I loved about Sonic X, about Foxbox, when it was still called Foxbox. Lot of freaking Yu-Gi-Oh! Voices. Not gonna lie. Yami was Knuckles. Let's see.
Really?
Yeah, Serenity was, who was the pink hedgehog?
It's Kamen Rider and Huntick. Those are the last two.
Kamen Rider and Huntick?
Yeah.
What?
So, whole lot of crazy Yu-Gi-Oh! Voices. We're like, oh my god. And even Bakura was there, too. He was a sheep.
A sheep?
And, I can't remember if it was Kirby or something. Oh, it was Kirby.
That's kind of a, you know, that
it was the bad Bakura, too. Yami Bakura was a bad sheep, like a ram.
That's kind of a letdown from Bakura to a ram.
That was awesome.
So,
all the villains in Kirby are cute, you know that.
Hey, so, I know you were Bakura last time on Yu-Gi-Oh. Yeah. So what's your voice now?
I'm a ram.
That's gonna suck when you say that. Okay, so I remember saying that I was going to talk about some things of Arashi, my current obsession.
Arashi.
And now Fiery's here, so now she can help me. Yay!
Yay! Yay!
Okay, I know we talked about this already, but I want to go back into it now because now I know more details about it.
Of course.
Now we're repeating.
We're getting more comfortable.
We're repositioning ourselves on the bed.
Yeah, just FYI.
That's not awkward at all.
Okay, just FYI, we're all sitting on one hotel room bed because there's
Hikari
in the room. Well, Hikari's on the floor, but like K9 is sitting there on the laptop, and me and Ryusei are on one end, and Hikari is sitting on the floor
having a pun war with. I'm texting puns back and forth to somebody.
With his what's his screen name for this episode?
I don't know. A person.
The Beatles fanboy.
I'm writing down all these awesome puns. It's food. The theme is food.
Hey, I'll be him, you be her.
No.
Pun war.
No.
Sounds like pun.
No.
Theme? You pick.
Stop it.
Food. I'm cool. Whip, that is.
Anyway.
Arashi. Sorry, I'm going back to girl mode. Fangirl mode. Okay, we're going to get close here because I don't want to bring this back and forth.
Of course you. No, we are not. Good. No, just put it down.
Okay, so Arashi's been around for 10 years now, 1999, and they debuted, announced that they're going to become a band in Honolulu, Hawaii, right? I know, off the coast of Hawaii, so, you know.
That's kind of weird. That's kind of weird.
She said that's kind of weird if you can't hear her at all. Anywho, so we'll start from the youngest to the oldest, and I think I remember the order. So we have... I know. Matsumoto Jun. The one who everyone knows because of the J-dramas that he's been in so many of them. He's in, Kimi wa Peto, which is basically the translation of We Were Tramps, or Tramps Were Us, something like that. Something of Tramps. And, you know Tokyo Pop has the manga.
Lady and the Tramp.
Nothing like that. But, he plays the boy there. He's definitely been in Hana Yuri Dango, very famous because of that.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember.
I know about Hana Yuri Dango.
And I haven't watched it yet. I watched an episode or two, and I did not know it was him until Mickey told me, and I was like, freaking out. I was like, you're kidding me. So, anywho. He's, how old is he, 29?
very tall, but he's not as tall as another member. Crazy wild curly hair. It's kind of weird. I've never put Asians and curly hair together. He has a strange voice. It's a very bright voice. I think my voice is close to his. Like it's not like professionally level wise, but like the tone. It's very bright and it sticks out a lot, which is probably why not a lot of people like his voice that much. It sticks out, but it works. You know, he's good at dancing. Not as good as Ono.
Oh my god.
Ono is amazing at dancing and singing. But we'll go back to that later. Let's see.
Ono have my babies.
No! Ono have my babies! What are you talking about? Loser! Wow!
Hey guys, I think you've got the genders mixed up there. Yeah. I was kidding.
Oh, wait, no, he can't. He's having Nino's babies, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, B-I-S-K, yes! Anyway, back to our story. So, June. The common nickname is Matsujun. You know, really easy to say.
No, just put it down.
Okay. And he's the most popular guy of Odyssey. They've had a questionnaire, and he was top number one most popular person. It's quite funny. They say that he would be the best office assistant, apparently, because the number one reason why he'd be the best office assistant, he'd bring in the girls. It's the only reason why all these CEOs are like, yeah, I would love to have him as my assistant, because, you know, girls would come into the office, company.
Girls would definitely come into the office.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, you know why I had to say that.
Yaoi girl. Okay, so next one is another favorite, Ninomiya Kazunari. He's 26. He's actually very famous. He was in Two Letters of Iwo Jima by Clint Eastwood. He's the only member who's gone internationally for a movie. And his English is pretty good. You know, not half bad, not half good, but you know, it's actually, he understands it. He can survive a little. He's very bratty. Let's put it like that. He's a very kind of outright spoken rude brat. Yeah. Like, for example, people are joking about how you can do a front flip and everything, and so everyone attempts it. And this one guy, he goes to the trampoline, pretends to have a cramp, and falls to the ground. Everyone's like, oh my god, are you okay? Okay, like jokingly. Nino comes up, are y'all done playing games? We have a show to do. And then he walks away because he was being funny, of course, but you know, that's his DOS, which means status, apparently. I don't know, Japanese people, I don't know. I mean, D, capital D, little O, capital S means status. I don't know how that works.
Status.
Sadistic. Sadistic? Sadistic. Oh, excuse me, I'm Asian. Sadistic. What she said.
A sadist, someone that revels in others' pain.
He does that a lot. He's also an otaku, but not with anime. With games. Every time when he plays game, you have to see his face.
I can picture that, actually.
Yeah. No, his face is, like, serious, like, stoner face. He's like, stone face, and he's like, eyes straight to the screen, mouth slightly open, fingers just going on and on. He's really good at magic tricks. That has been his obsession for quite a while now. Very, really good at it. You should try going, searching it on YouTube. Himitsu no Arashi Chan, I don't remember what episode it is, but the Audition subbing team on Live Journal, they have it, and I'm joining their community. Stop touching me with your pen.
Sorry, you're right in my way.
Oh my god, there's a mark on my knee. Okay, so he's good at magic. I like his voice. He composes lyrics really fast. He's probably. Yeah, like it says, there was an interview about on a YouTube. There was some girl translated all these omiyas and pages and stuff like that.
For the audience and myself, what is an omiya?
Omiya. So you know how there's kanji letters and hatakanta something like that. Letter. There's three different types of letters for Japanese. We got the katakana letters, which is basically borrowing our syllables to make it sense. Like, say, you want to say babysitter, but in Japan, you have to say babishita. That's that's how they say it. And the way they translate it is these different specific characters for our syllables, so that makes sense for them. Like, we want to say gasoline, gasolina, or something like that. I can't remember what it's called. Yeah, gasoline. No, not gasolino. I need another example. Like, I can't remember at all.
Rambu.
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 Rambu. Yeah, because there are Rampu. Because, like, their R's and the L's are mixed up. So sometimes you see. Sometimes you hear arigato. Sometimes you hear aligato. That's it, because their R's and their L's are interchangeable quite well. Canine stealing the mic.
I'm sorry, but when they said Rumpole,
whatever,
Rampoo. That reminded me of an iCarly episode where they got this.
I know.
They got this lamp from Japan, and it was voice activated to turn it on and off. And they were like, okay. It's like they were trying to figure out what to say, and they were saying words at it to try and turn it off, and it was like it wasn't working. So they tried it in Japanese, and it did. And they were like, Rampole! Rampole! It was great.
That actually is a product, and you actually do have to say Rampole for a door.
That's so awesome! So, okay.
Now I know what to get Ryusei for her birthday.
Yes! 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 Oh, Nekozawa! Nekozawa!
Hikari is right now drawing Nekozawa Senpai. Very well, actually. On the doodle, yeah, she's drawing it.
Beelzebub.
All right, back to Arashi.
Who are we on? Nino.
Still.
There's five members of the Odyssey, by the way.
Yeah. What's next, by the way?
Iba. So, where was I? Nino has been. He writes lyrics really well. I already said that. Okay, I'm still on Omiya. That's what I'm always still on. So, Ono Satoshi is their leader. Can I do Ono? I'm gonna do. Should I do it now or should I do it after I introduce Ono?
Oh no!
Shut up!
Oh no, Satoshi!
Ono! Anywho, okay.
No.
Ono Sensei.
Okay, so. Oh, as you can tell, there's two syllables for oh no, and his first name is technically Satoshi. So in America, the way you pronounce his name is Satoshi Ono. Like, for example, my name would be Ryusei Nobody. In Japan, they would pronounce it Nobody Ryusei, because you know first names go first and then last names go first and first names go last, because
they pronounce it backwards.
Yeah, because of respect. You have to say the family name first before you say the first name. Because when you say first name, like, for example, hey, Fiery, what's up? I can't say Fiery. That means I'm on a very personal level or a really close relationship with her. I know, but I'm saying in Japan. Like, if I've never met you, I'd be like, hey, Flame-san, how are you? I'm just...
I am very good, no one-san.
Because Fiery sure is a flamer.
You evil person!
That was punny.
That was very, very, very punny.
You light person.
Light person? Light?
I know. Well, Ikari means light.
I know. Light summer.
She is pale.
She is very pale. So I'm nobody's son. This is Flame Son.
See?
And this is Light Son. And so K9 could be Wang Son. Because in Japan, W-A-N, Wang, that's how they think dogs, you know, speak. Like, we think bow wow or bark or arf or, you know, sometimes.
What?
No, in Japan, they think Wang. Wang, 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 Wang. That's what they think dogs say. Story. Like in cats, they think cats say nya. Nya, 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 nya.
That works.
It does work.
Wang does not work.
Wang.
Nya, I think, works better than meow. I have a cat. I've never heard her say meow. I've heard her say nya before.
Wang.
Wang.
Nya.
Wang.
Nya. 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 Wang. Okay. Where were we? Omiya. Still on Omiya. Okay, so Omiya, there's two syllables. And then Ninomiya. Oh, no.
Just stop me there,
okay. Oh no. So we have two syllables. We have O, we have no, and that's names put together, and SK. S is his first letter of, you know, Satoshi, and K is Kazunari. And they are a comedian duo. They're not, like, professional comedians, but they're very comedic. They always do all these little fangirl yaoi stuff. They're not really yaoi, but, you know, they're very bishonen stuff. And we love it. Yeah. So, Mino. We love him. Anywho. Next one is Ivan Misaki. He's the tallest of the entire one. He's been tall for quite a while. When I got introduced to him, I was like, June has to be taller. But, and he's, Aiba's slightly taller still. Aiba is 27.
Wait, is Ono the shortest?
Ono is, in fact, the shortest.
And the oldest.
And the oldest.
And
cute.
And leader.
And cute.
And he also looks younger than them.
All right, let's go. Let's
come okay,
let's
keep going. Back to story.
I totally just hit the mic.
Aiba, he's 27. He's the animal lover. He does lots of shows. He loves shows. He's also the one who freaks out a lot. Freaks out very easily. He's very scared. He's very scared of, like, you know, ghosts and stuff. He also have a nasally kind of voice. I'm not sure what caused, like, it's just him. But also the fact that one of his lungs collapsed during a saxophone practice. And so now he had to get operation on it.
Saxophone?
He used to play saxophone.
Oh.
That's why in... I know, and that's why in one of
he can't play that saxophone.
He can't play that saxophone. Amazing. But... So he hasn't played saxophone in 5 years now, but he got an operation, so there's a scar in the right side of his chest, and he was in the hospital for a while, so that kind of freaked out a lot of fans. But, because one of his lungs collapsed and everything. Aiba, I'd say he's the most childlike of all of the Odashi. He's very, he tries to speak English. And he goes, danger, no danger, very danger, very danger.
That was so funny.
So there's a tiger approaching him, and they're like, here, pet it. And he goes like, okay, okay, okay. And the tiger swipes him. He's like, very danger, very danger. Car, car, car. Runs back to the car. It's so funny. Cameraman's like, panning back and forth to the tiger and him. He's like, okay. Runs back to the car with him. It's hysterical. It's very bad English. Let's just put it like this. Very bad.
But it's so cute when he tries.
It is. Like, Misuyake means, steam grilled. And so they had a guest who was, Swedish, I think. But she had excellent Japanese. But she didn't know that particular word. They're talking about food on this variety show that I'll tell you later. And he was, like, describing it with, Misuyake, I think it is. And she was like, Naneska... Misuyake, and he goes, oh, Misuyake. With, like, shivering, I'm bouncing up and down and, like, pretending he's on fire and everything, and everyone smacks him on the back of his head. Because that's the way he translates of steamed grilled or super hot. This is so hysterical. What else? Oh, I think it's safe to say he does the least number of dramas of all of them.
Yeah, I have not seen him in as much.
He's him in... The only one I've seen is one in his earlier works. Like...
Alright, I am now looking at...
Subject
the
change.
Drawing ...of Nekozawa Senpai and... Kidding me. ...by Getty. It is so cute! I want Bills and Mess.
It's just a quick sketch with a pen, and I'm not good at drawing with pens because, you know, you can't erase. But she's really good at it. Much better than anybody I know of.
Well, what else?
Kanon's done it forever. She's going to do it professionally.
That's true.
She's majoring it, by the way, everybody. So,
very true indeed.
So, back to where are we? We're still on. We haven't even got the Sakurai yet!
Ryusei just fell from the bed. Just fell off. I think she was trying to reach for the mic and she lost her balance and she just
went for somebody.
And she just fell backward. Equals, I think Hikari was trying to say something, but she was laughing.
No, she's trying to report what happened.
Yeah, it's fine.
Just how did you do it? Oh, wow. K9 missed it good. Anywho.
That didn't sound wrong at all. Wait, what did she just say? She said,
very low voice, too, so... But everyone loves him because he's so cutesy, childy, which is true. He's a big animal lover, so that appeals to a lot of girls. So, and he also has, reddish... He also has... He's the one who has the reddish hair the longest. He's probably still has it since he was... Ever since they debuted till now. No, the rapper is rapper Sakurai.
I do not know this.
Okay, obviously I'm more obsessed. But, What else was I gonna say? Oh, yeah. It's funny. So, I'll mention all this later. But, next one. Sakurai Show, 28. He's the rapper. So that's why Saku Rap is what they call it sometimes. I don't call it that. I call it Show Rap. But, his Sakurai Show is his full name. He's extremely smart. He's graduated from University of Keio. And sometimes he calls himself Keio. Oh, boy. This is really funny. And he's the one who started the university boom. Because a lot of people, when they started, because when Arashi debuted 10 years ago, Ono was already out of high school. Other people were still in high school, and Sakurai Show just graduated from high school, and he was starting university, which is really hard to do, being in the music industry and study for 4 years and in economics. That is the worst major to, you know, do. Economics. Oh, I hate economics. Economics. Tomato, economics.
Equally blah.
I'm gonna spoon my eyes out.
Equally crap.
I hate it. I already know that our society sucks. God.
By the way, Ryusei has to read a book for her summer reading. It's about the economy, and I read the first few lines, and I felt like my eyes were gonna bleed.
Well, I tried to, and yeah, no. I have pushed myself through 45 pages, and I have 256 pages to go. I mean, I'm 200 to finish, and I have school in 2 weeks. Good luck to myself, right?
It's okay, Ryusei. I love you.
I'm gonna spoon my eyes out after this.
Sakurai Show.
Anywho, so apparently, side note, apparently a deviation. Am I saying it right?
Yes.
Okay, a deviation, a person who's professional in that, said that Sakurai Show could have been a CEO. So he's like, oh my god, what? But, you know, that's a side note. Anywho, he does a lot of embarrassing stuff. This is funny. And funny enough, it always happens to him, which is kind of strange. But he's not affected by it. He puts up with it all the time. What is he known for a lot? He's known for, News Zero. He does the news. Oh, side note, back to Aiba. Aiba was on the Olympic team, apparently. The Olympic gymnast team, which is physically weird. But, I mean, you know. And also, another side note, Sakurai Show is the only one of the entire group who has not done a backflip before. Or can. He can't do a backflip. He dances, but he's tried and failed. Miserably.
Is there a video of it?
There is a video of it.
Sweet.
I will show you. It was failed miserably. And as great as a dancer as he is, he's not athletic. He has absolutely no athletic ability, which is funny, too. He has good muscle. He has good arms, but you can tell that they're there because of dancing. Yeah. That weird. Okay.
Alright then. Are we done with
Sakurai? Yes! We're down to our favorite person!
Lida!
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 Okay.
Ono-chan! Ono-chan!
Our voices just went up by like 5 levels. Okay, yours went up by 50. Anywho! You want to say it now? Would you like to introduce him? Make sure you get his age right. By the way, his birthday is November 27th. 19 something something, I don't know.
If I am almost entirely sure, I think that he is 29.
He is 29. Also, I also know Nino's birthday, because I don't know why. It's June 17, 1983, something like that.
Do any of them have a birthday in, say, what was it, July?
Maybe. I know Aiba's birthday's in Christmas Eve. Fire needs to speak up a lot. I know Aiba's...
Sorry!
Aiba's birthday's on Christmas Eve, so that's easy to remember. I don't know when June's. I know Nino's is in June. I know. I don't know what Matsujune's birthday is, but I know Nino's is in June. Ono's in November. I don't know Sakurai Shou's. I think apparently it's in January, and Aiba's in December. So yeah, June's the Matsumoto is the one we don't know. So I'm gonna go ahead and let Fiery do the fangirling of Ono for a few seconds. Then I'll take it away from her. You may start. Now.
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, he's the oldest and I don't care and he's cute.
Okay, back to our show. So, Ono Satoshi, 29, amazing singer, he's great dancer, he's probably the most...
I think he's the best dancer of them all.
They've already agreed, they've already done this whole like questionnaire thing, all the other members say that he's the best dancer and singer. Also, he has a really good stamina because by the time, concerts,
stamina.
He has the best stamina. And, shut up. And, I have a concert DVD. I have the final time of Tokyo Dome concert DVD, 2007. And that concert, like, literally lasted for about 3 to 4 to 5 hours. It took that. I couldn't tell.
Well, 5 hours.
Yeah, because
amazing.
Yeah, because they cut off all the talking and like the other. There's also sideshows of Heisei Jump and MAD that these little tiny boy bands that were starting deep in. Like I know Heisei Jump. I like their song Ultra Music Power. Yeah. And the thing is that it's great staging and concert and everything. And they're like, yeah, Ono. He does not look tired. He sweats a lot, definitely. But he doesn't look tired by the end of the entire concert. And we're always asking him, are you tired? He goes, I want to go for a jog, and runs off. We're like, what? Sometimes he does that. Anywho, they say another great ability about him. He's the first J-pop artist who actually made art, has his own gallery, and has an exhibit called Freestyle. He's an amazing graffiti artist. He does clay. He's mostly in clay. And every time they have another variety show called Mango Mango Odyssey, he's always talking about how he does clay all the time. Everyone's thinking Play-Doh? Clay? That kind of clay? No, it's like
for real sculpting
clay. It's just pretty cool. It's, I wouldn't say it's my favorite style, but, I'll post some pictures on the website much later because this entire vacation will end until like 4 days now. But the third day I'm at work, so. Anywho, he does that. He doesn't do a lot of variety shows. He doesn't do a lot of J-dramas. He's done 2 J-dramas, which I'll talk about later. But he does mostly stage plays. And, well, because he's really good at that. Funny enough, they're all single still. Apparently, they claim to be single still.
Yeah.
Minus the scandal. Minus.
I bet they all love each other.
We'll talk about that later.
Later, right? Right, Fire?
That would be the joking around.
Thought.
Okay, so. Yaoi found girls around the world.
We'll talk about the scandals later. What else was I going to say? Crap. Oh, he's also very good at spacing out a lot. He spaces out, stares at the wall. For 30 good minutes, he'll just stare at the wall, and everyone's like, "Oh no!" He's like, "Huh?" And when there are guests at like talk shows, like there's a Japanese talk show called Hey Hey Hey. I know, and there's also another one called Music Station. And like after the talk show is done, they'll go backstage and all. They're gonna go back to their hotels and stuff. Like he goes, "Oh no, I forgot to talk." Everyone laughs because they're like, "You didn't talk at all?" No. Oh my god. Oh no. Lita. So it's so funny.
It's funny when they call him
Rida. Sometimes they call him that too. It's R-I-I-D-A. He's also short. He has a squarish, chubby face.
Yeah, baby face.
He's also really. It's funny, because they recently talked about this. He's only 40 kilograms, or kg, which I have no idea what that is, 90, or something like that. He's the lightest of the entire Odyssey, which is really strange. They call him Platinum Screen for, Platinum TV for like five good minutes. It's kind of funny. On
this show on Himitsu no Arashi-chan. What was I going to say? That's it, pretty much. I mean, he's obsessed with fishing. He's obsessed with fishing. And also bread, but, you know, I'm going back on the bread later. He will sit out there for 24 to 48 to 72 hours just to catch a big fish. If you look at him right now, he has a bad sunburn. He is as dark as wood. Like, okay, have you seen the show Arashi no Tsukudai-chan? Okay, so basically there's another variety show they have. It's called, basically, Arashi's Homework is what this translation is. And they always have, like, they always have guests come every single week. It's a late night show. It plays at 12:30 at night. Pretty bad stuff, right? There's this one, the latest one they had just now. There's this little game on Aiba Land, you guys have to watch it. That's all. I have no idea how to.
Hilarious.
Yeah, it's hysterical. I have no idea how to, you know, describe it. But there's this part where they had to make funny faces, funny expressions to like a certain thing, like say you are. What was one of them? One of them was a bomb. 5 seconds. A bomb is about to blow off. So there's two teams going to each other. And so 3, 2, 1. They lift the paper, and there's these expressions that you would have 5 seconds before the bomb would go off. So Ono's was you see a girl taking a bath. He's just staring, and you know that their expression and all. Of course, he loses because he's not a very expressive person. But the funny thing is, his face blended in with the brick wall in the back kind, and Nino pointed out, he goes, hey, that's funny, Lita's face kind of blended in with the color of the back of the wall, and everyone laughed. That's how bad his sunburn is. It was that bad. But, so, variety shows that Arashi does. There's Himitsu no Arashi, means, secrets, Arashi's secrets, which is basically they go around Japan, Nippon, and find all these amazing secrets, like, for example, bathrooms. There's some bathrooms that lock, and there's a certain way where you can only unlock yourself out of the bathroom. Scary, right? There's also a huge cashier convention. International cashier convention.
Why would cashiers want to get together?
Apparently there's a competition.
That's kind of like a post office, like a postal worker convention.
I don't know why, but I just thought of a movie with Dane Cook. I'm not even kidding.
You would.
I'm
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes. Was it Employee of the Month?
Employee of the Month.
I love that movie. Okay. There's another. They also, like, discover magic tricks. This is pretty cool. And actually, Ono did it. And he did a really bad impression of Michael Jackson on it, which is hysterical. Oh. It was so funny. It was hysterical. He was like, I have brought a professional magician. And they're all looking at each other like, wait. We need a roll. We need to do a roll count. Because Nino's gone. They have their name. They have numbers. They're like, okay, count it up. Ich, ni, san, shi. Where's go? Where's go? Go means five. So, like, okay, redo it again. Ich, ni, san, shi. And you hear go far, far away in the backstage. And they're like, what is Nino doing back there? And Ono's like, here is my professional magician. And you know, smoke and like, all these awesome lighting. Nino comes out. Thank you. And everyone's like, why didn't you put on a costume? Thank you for letting me have on your show. Blah, blah, blah. It's hysterical. He's amazing magic tricks. The thing is that the whole point of the magic trick was they sell magic. So, say I have a card trick. It costs about, 1,000 yen. Maybe. I know. Apparently that's not pricey, technically. It's actually very cheap. 50 cents. Give me a break. Actually, $5. But, yeah, about. I think. I'm not very good at this math. Or maybe it's $1. $5 foot longs. Okay. Yes. Another variety show they do is Mango Mango Arashi, where their grandkids for a while of random elderly couple that does amazing stuff and all that jazz, which is really cute. And they're also hosts of. We're at an hour. We're only an hour? I thought we were over an hour by now. I really thought we were over 2 hours by now.
Hey, I thought of a name for this episode.
This is the fangirl episode.
Yes!
Yes!
Totally!
Yes! Another variety show they do is... Oh, there's a bunch of, like, D no Arashi, A no Arashi, M no Arashi, O no Arashi. It's basically these funny clips. There's also N no Arashi. You can tell, obviously, they're by, you know, whoever's doing it. Like, if it's O no Arashi, then it's Ono-chan's, show segment of where he does takes two random pictures, like, say, a toilet and a dog, and tries to draw something from these two subjects. I know, random, right? But he's an artist, so he's actually pretty good at making up these things on the spot. And so, let's see, N no Arashi is Nino. He does pranks. That's not surprising, considering that he does it. Like, he doesn't tell any of the other members of Arashi that the police is going to come and arrest one of them, which is hysterical. But, and then he's like, peace, I win, holds up a peace sign in front of the camera, and all the other guys are like, you've got to be kidding me, again? With the whole, you know, it's funny.
They've been pranked by Nino.
Nino's a prankster. So, and so there's Aino Arashi. Aiba does a lot of interesting experiments, mostly food. And sometimes it's not good, but except for Ono. Ono eats anything.
I can really, really see him eating anything.
Well, you need to see the show Arashi no Shidaikun. He eats everything. Except for one thing.
It reminds me of Beowulf.
Beowulf eating anything. There's S no Arashi, which is Sakurai. And then there's D no Arashi, which is a lot of funny stuff, but I haven't checked it out yet. There's M no Arashi. They make him do troublesome tasks. Like, there's this one episode where he had to take pictures of show, like, you know, during a concert. He had to take pictures of show, run around, and then he had to be Nino's backup dancer. Then give Aiba a piggyback ride from here to there, and then throw confetti behind Ono. And he did that while singing... I don't know what song it is called. Song of the Day. I'm not sure. But it was really funny. You should go check it out. YouTube is like my favorite place to go for Arashi stuff. There's a lot of sub stuff, too.
YouTube is like my life now, I swear.
And so I'm going to recommend you some dramas that some people are in. Sakura Show and Nino is in Yamada Taro Monogatari, which is basically the story of Yamada Taro. And I've already talked about this in the last episode, so check that out. Show is in the quiz show season 2. Ono is in Mao, which is Japanese for the devil, which is amazing. He plays an evil dude, which is kind of strange. And then he's also the lead role in Uda no Onisan. Amazing. It's only 8 episodes, so it's kind of sad. Another one, Nino, is in... I can't remember off the top of my head. There's a lot of movies he's in. You can check it out on mysoju.com.
Or Wikipedia.
Or Wiki it. Mostly I go on mysoju because there's already subbed there. So that helps me a lot. The only movie I've seen that Aiba was in was this really old 1997. So it was before he debuted. Which is really weird. I'm gonna go ahead and stop talking about Arashi, but also with just another side note, all 5 of these members were part of this agency called Johnny's, and so they were considered Johnny Juniors. They were backup dancers for a lot of, like, other J-pop bands back then, like SMAP and V6, they're backup dancers, because, you know, there's always backup dancers for everything, and Johnny Juniors were amazing backup dancers, so that's how they all met. Was through the agency there. It's just funny, because they were talking about how they met. Like, Ono was picking his nose when he first met Nino. And Nino first met June when June was standing in a strange position waiting for the music to start when the music wasn't going to start at all. Aiba was really... June was really mean to Aiba by lying to him and something like that. It's really funny. But that's how they all got started. And it's interesting because Aiba was the quiet type, and June was the hyper type. But right now, June's the quiet type, and Aiba's the hyper type. So, it's really weird. Flip-flopped, yes. But you also see them a lot with Ikuta Toma, where he plays a lot of. He was in Mao with Ono. He's in Honey. He's in Honey and Clover. He was in Hanekimi, the Japanese version, not the Taiwanese version, but the Japanese version. He was Nagato. He was Nagato, which is awesome. He was a soccer dude who thought he was gay, but he's not gay. That's it. He's more of a dry drama person. He was also in Johnny Jr.'s really bad dancer, but it's all for the fun and games, right? So yeah, Odyssey music. There's lots of it. They're good.
Look it up. It's good.
She said, "Look it up. It's good." If you could not hear her at all,
or understand me.
Kane and I just said, "Or understand her at the same time." Fiery said it. I didn't think about that.
I swear.
She says, I swear. I'm just going to translate. I'm going to repeat everything you say.
So no. Should I just back away from the mic?
Pretty much.
You're evil.
You're evil. Okay. This is episode 19, Fangirls. I'm Ryusei.
Oh, this is fun.
She said, this is fiery.
Oh my god, I'm going to kill you.
Oh my god, I'm going to kill you.
Nah.
K-9. And Hikari signing. Okay, cheers to anime man around the world. Good night, goodbye. I love Odyssey.